obviously we're delighted to go through to the next round and stuff, but the game was like end to end, chance after chance, and like I say, another 0-0, and after extra time as well. So we were prepared for penalties, and like I said, we dug in, and I think we deserved it in the end.
What went through your mind when Nathan went?
Nothing really. I don't know. It's just my gut instinct, and like I said, we are ready for all occasions. So it was a credit to the boys, and we're happy to be where we are.
90 minutes with 10 men. That's
very difficult.
Very difficult.
Yeah, we. That's what we're about at Bury. You know, we're a good set of lads. We've got a good manager, good staff. Day to day is about sticking together like a family club, and I think it showed it there tonight. If we lose a player through a mistake or whatever, it's not going to affect us. We'll dig in and do it for Cam, who got sent off tonight. So this one's for Cam.
Is he a relieved man sat in there at the moment?
Yeah, but as I say, it's football. It happens. Could have been me. It could have been anyone. So, but no, we're not looking into that. We're just looking to the next game now on Saturday.
Which preparation goes into a penalty shootout? Is it just pure luck?
Nah, you got to be very skilled. I think the boys are a lot of practice. Like I say, I've studied all the players that I was playing against tonight, so I had a fair idea of where everyone was going. I knew from last week, so I just went over my clips, and like I say, I was happy to make the saves when I needed.
How much as easy as it looked?
No.
How much did it help knowing that you've played with Devante Cole when he stepped up? Did you have something over him?
Yeah.
Former City colleague.
Yeah, exactly. He's a good friend of mine, and I see him a lot outside of football. So to obviously we can bounce off each other and stuff like that. So to save his penalty is even better.
And both saves same direction. Is it just a case of picking the corner out and going at it full tilt? Or?
No, not really. Like I said, I studied every player I was going to play against. I had a fair idea of where the last penalties they've taken have gone. So obviously done a lot of work and done a lot of homework and research. So it's a bit of luck, yeah, but I've done my work as well. So it's happy it's paid off.
Speaking to Steve Eyre about you on commentary a little bit earlier, and he was saying that actually it's your size and your athleticism that sets you apart. And that showed tonight with a couple of really smart stops in extra time.
Yeah, like I say, I work hard. I just get my head down and obviously prepared for anything that comes at me, and I was just happy to make the saves we need and help the team. But as I say, this is for the whole team, the club. It's a credit to where we are now.
When you're watching those shots fizz past the post and going past the left upright and right upright, hitting the post, hitting the bar, at what stage did you start to think, this is our night?
It was a sigh of relief when I seen them going wide, to be fair. But now there's some quality players out there that can hit the ball, and like I say, it was a sigh of relief to see the ball go wide. It could have went in. It's especially in extra time, late, deep in extra time in the second half. So overall, just happy with how it went tonight.